Major Program, 1644.
With a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high of silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'll Silver!
The two deputies lolling in Sheriff Tate's office in Jackville straightened up and looked attentive as the sheriff hurriedly entered.
Hi, Sheriff.
Howdy, Sheriff Tate. What's up?
Plenty. I just got a telegram at the station. Came in from Pickers. And I don't like what he says.
Well, sit down and take it easy, Sheriff. Don't use hog-tying your nerves over a measly telegram.
You know what this says, do you?
I reckon I don't, seeing as how we ain't been out of here since morning. What does it say, Sheriff?
Yeah, read it to us.
All right, I will. Listen to this. Arizona Pete escaped. Thought to be heading for Jackville or vicinity. Signed, Marshal Wells.
Oh, who's Arizona Pete?
Why, you nitwit. What kind of a deputy are you? Don't you keep up with the handbills that come in here?
Well,
I'll tell you who Arizona Pete is. You remember Big Pete who ran amok here 2 years ago, killing two hombres before they could say howdy?
Sure, I recollect Big Pete, but what's that mean, hombre?
And do you recollect also a rough, tough hombre who went through this territory robbing and killing about a year ago? Called himself Texas Pete.
Well, say, now, there's one hombre I was glad to see disappear. I don't hanker to meet up with that man.
Look, Big, for your information, Big Pete, Texas Pete, and Arizona Pete are one and the same hombre.
Great day.
You see why I'm a bit excited about this here telegram.
Holy cow, did you know about him being the same hombre with all them names, Bill?
Sure. You see, I read the handbills when they come in.
Well, what are we going to do, Sheriff?
Well, seriously, having that killer outlaw heading this way is mighty bad news. He's smart, and he's tricky as all get out. I want you two men to get what townsmen you can to come here this afternoon ready to ride in the posse. We're not going to wait till Arizona Pete rides into town. We're going to catch him before he even gets near town. Now go on and round up those men for me.
Right, Sheriff. Come on.
All right, Jake.
Meantime, some miles from Jackville, two horsemen rode along the trail at a leisurely pace. One was a short, heavily built man. The other, a large, bull-necked individual, whose bland expression belied the meanness and toughness hidden beneath. The big man finally spoke after they had ridden for some distance in silence.
You know, Shorty, this time I ain't gonna change my name.
You never did make much of a change anyway. Always tacking on the word Pete. Often wondered why you did that.
Well, I tell you, I get used to people calling me Pete. And I sort of like the name since my old man gave it to me. When I'm ready to make a change, I'll just put something in front of it like Texas Pete or Wyoming Pete and so on. It's confusing enough to other folks anyway.
It's sure a loco idea to my way of thinking.
So you think I'm loco, eh, Shorty? Hold that, hold
it. Now, see here, Pete, I was only joshing you. For gosh sakes, can't you take a joke?
A lot of jokes I couldn't take are buried 6 feet under, Shorty. Remember that. This time I forget you said anything. But next time it'll be different. Get up there.
Get up. Hey, look, Pete, you didn't tell me while we're coming back here near Jackville. The sheriff here's got a handbill out on you, you know.
What sheriff hasn't?
Yeah, I know, but this sheriff...
I got a good reason for coming back this way. Ever hear of an hombre called the Lone Ranger, Shorty?
Lone Ranger? Well, sure, I heard about it. Wears a mask, rides a big white stallion, and works on the side of the law. What about him?
He's the reason for us coming this way, that's all.
I don't savvy what you're driving at. You mean that masked man is trailing us?
No, that isn't what I mean. What I do mean is we're trailing him.
Trailing the Lone Ranger? Us? Doggone, Pete, you must be loco to... You sure you heard right about that hombre? Well, I can tell you stories...
I know all about that hombre, Shorty. Fact is, he's the only hombre that managed to get me caught back there in Pecos.
That ain't good.
That's just the way I look at it. I might have been hanged if I hadn't been smart enough to pull an escape.
Yeah. Only don't forget, Pete, I was the one who slipped you the gun.
Look, so... I said thanks once. Stop harping on it. I would have got out anyhow. No jail's big enough to hold me.
I admit you got a lot of nerve and all that. Still can't savvy why you want to trail the hombre that already caught you once.
Because it hurt my pride to have him get away with it, that's why. In other words, I didn't like it. I aimed to get him for it.
Yeah, but that masked hombre is trouble itself.
Well, the best way to beat trouble is to go right after it and tackle it before it tackles you. That's why I'm going to get that Lone Ranger so he won't go bothering me anymore. He's camped someplace near Jackville. So that's why we ride this way. You savvy now?
Yeah, I sure do. But you can't just ride up to that hombre and shoot it out with him. He's too quick on the trigger.
Did you ever hear of using brains, Shorty? That's what I'm going to do. I'll get that mask, hombre, before he even knows I'm hunting for him. I'll tell you all my plans when we get to the hideout where we're heading for. Now, let's get a move on. Get up,
Jerry. Get up.
Meantime, Tonto, Indian companion to the Lone Ranger, returned from the town of Jackville to the camp they shared in the nearby hills.
Oh, Scott, open that.
Well, Tonto, any news in town?
Me hear news that not good, Kemosabe.
What is it?
Well, sheriff getting posse together. Him get telegram from Pecos, from Marshall.
Telegram? What about?
Well, it say Arizona Pete escaped from jail. He may be headed this way.
Arizona Pete escaped, huh?
That right.
I thought the sheriff in Pecos would be on guard if an attempted escape. I wonder how it happened.
Well, them not say.
Arizona Pete is a dangerous man to be at large. He's a ruthless killer.
Ah, him like bull of buffalo that eat loco weed. Him plenty strong, quick to use guns.
Yes, I don't like the situation at all. I'm curious to know why he would come this way.
Ah, him get to border if him go other way.
The only thing we can do is to watch for him. Do what we can to help the posse get him.
Later that afternoon, Shorty and Pete reined up in front of a small farmhouse a few miles from town.
Hey, hold on. Easy there.
Well, here's the place, Shorty.
Whose place is it? You sure we can trust him?
Belonged to a partner of mine I used to have down near the border. Him and his wife bought it some time ago. And as far as everyone knows, they live respectable. Carlos and Rosie get $100 a day for hiding out hombres like us. Come on.
Yeah.
I got word to him to expect us. Howdy, Carlos.
Ah, Senor Pete. Oh, it's good to see you.
Come in, come in. Rosa, come quickly. He's come. Senor Pete is here.
Oh, Senor Pete. So you have pulled the law once more, no?
Howdy, Rosa. Meet a friend of mine, Shorty Miles.
Howdy, ma'am.
As a friend of Pete, you are welcome, senor.
Hey, you ought to be at the price you aimed at charges for staying here.
Now, Senor Pete, you must always have your little joke, huh? We will make you most comfortable here.
I am most curious, Senor Pete, to know why you have come here from Pecos.
From there, it was but a little way to the border where you would be safer.
I have some business to attend to out this way, Carlos. That's why we came here first. What's more, I expect you and Rosa to help me.
What is the business, Senor Pete?
We're going to gab. Let's all sit down.
Now, perhaps you will tell us, no?
Sure. I came out here to get an hombre called the Lone Ranger.
Well, caramba! No. You could not be so foolish, my friend.
That one is best to keep away from, Senor Pete. Even in Mexico, he is much feared by those who do not keep the laws.
Stop shaking in your boots and listen to me. I plan to get him in such a way that he won't even know who did it. He won't live to know, as a matter of fact.
Oh, if that could be done, it would be a relief to our many friends who come here for to hide from the law from time to time. But, how do you expect to do such a thing, senor?
Now, before you start talking, Pete, let me tell you. I think we better forget the whole thing and head for the border. Like Carlos says, we'll be safe there. We're both wanted for murder, and we'll hang for sure if we get caught.
Shut up, Shorty. Now, all of you listen to me. This is a plan I have for trapping that hombre who calls himself the Lone Ranger.
The following morning, Tonto and the Lone Ranger went to town seeking news. The Lone Ranger waited on the outskirts while Tonto went into Jackville to see what he could find out. About an hour later, he returned to the place where the Lone Ranger was waiting.
Oh, Scout, oh, fella. Oh, fella.
Well, Tonto, any more news?
Me hear plenty. Posse not find trace of Arizona Pete. Them watching trail from Pecos.
I see. What else?
Well, Mexican woman come to stay at hotel during night, and her ask questions about Lone Ranger.
The Mexican woman asking about me?
Her say her in trouble. Need help, a Lone Ranger.
I wonder who she could be.
Well, her go by name of Rosa Marina, Kimasari.
Well, I've never heard of her.
Well, me not hear of woman either. Me hear man say at hotel, her plenty upset.
I'm curious to know why she wants to find me.
You try help her, maybe, Kimasari?
Oh, she's really in trouble. Of course we do all we can, Tonto.
Oh, that's right.
I'll give you a note to take to her, Tonto. Then you can bring her out here to see me.
It was past noon when Tonto, who had gone to the hotel with a note to Rosa, returned with the Mexican woman to the secluded clump of trees where the Lone Ranger waited to talk to her.
Tonto found out in town that you wanted to see me, senorita.
Oh, at last, it is the masked I've been seeking. It is so good of you to send for me, senor.
I'm quite sure we've never met before.
See, that is right. I am Senora Marina. I learned you were near here, senor.
Oh? How did you learn that?
Through a friend. One who knows you well and has seen you. But that does not matter. All that does matter is that I have found you so that I may ask your help, senor. Please do not refuse me. I must have your help.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. will continue our story. Tonto brought Rosa to the edge of town to meet the Lone Ranger. The Mexican woman seemed relieved to find the masked man and told him earnestly that she needed his help. The Lone Ranger didn't hesitate.
I'll help you if I can. What's wrong?
I have come to you about my dear husband, Carlos, senor. He's in very great trouble. Once, when he was young and foolish, he was mixed up for a short time with a band of outlaws. He refused ever to take part in what they did and finally got away from them.
I see.
We've come hundreds of miles to this territory, senor. Here we have bought a little farm. We have been most happy.
Well, what's happened?
Not long ago, one of those outlaws saw Carlos in town and followed him home. He insisted that Carlos rejoin the band. Otherwise, he will expose his past. My Carlos, he is a good hombre, and he lives by the law, senor. Now he does not know what to do. He wants to go away into hiding.
I see.
He has made me promise not to say anything to the sheriff about it, though I wanted to do so. Then I hear of you, so I come to find you and have you talk to Carlos. Help him to know what to do.
Well, I guess I can talk to him. How long I'll ride with you to
no,
see...
Papa, no, senor. Carlos, he make me promise I will bring you and no one else. You must come alone, senor, if you will.
Well, why him want Lone Ranger come alone?
He does not want others to know, senor Indian. I am sure if Carlos knew you, he would not mind. But I make the promise.
All right, senora Marina. Otto can go to our camp and wait for me. I'll go with you to talk to Carlos alone.
Gracias. I am most thankful, senor. I suggest that you meet me here after sundown. Then we will ride together to the farmhouse. It is better that we do not be seen together riding out there.
Yes, I suppose it is wiser to go out there under cover of darkness.
One never knows when one of those outlaws are watching. They would kill my Carlos if they knew I come to you, senor.
All right. I'll meet you here after sundown tonight.
I am much relieved. I will go back to the hotel to wait, senor.
Here, I'll help you to mount.
Gracias. Adios.
What you think, Kimasabi? You think woman tell truth?
She seems sincere enough, Tonto. I'll tell you what I think as we ride back to camp. All right, let's go. Easy, big fella.
Easy, Scott. Easy, fella. Come on, come.
That afternoon, Carlos rode up to the farmhouse and entered.
Oh, there. Oh, oh, oh.
Well, how are things, Carlos?
Everything has worked out as you planned, Senor Pete. I left Rosa at the hotel a short while ago.
Did she find the masked man?
Oh, but of course. She let it be known she was looking for him. Soon an Indian, he comes with a note from the masked man, and he took Rosa to meet him.
And he fell for Rosa's story, huh?
Oh, si, senor. She is to meet him at nightfall and bring him here to see the poor Carlos.
Hey, look, Carlos, is she sure he's coming alone?
Rosa says he has made promise to come alone just with her.
Good. You'll be here in this front room, Carlos, when they come in.
Si.
Have him sit in this chair with his back to that bedroom door, you get it?
Si, senor P.
Shorty now be in the bedroom there with the door slightly open and the room dark. While you talk to him, I'll put a bullet in his back. We'll drag the body out on the trail, and nobody will know who ambushed him.
That evening, a little before sundown, as the Lone Ranger prepared to leave camp to go and meet Rosa near town, he and Tonto talked.
There, Silver.
Guess that cinch is tight enough. Now, remember what I've told you, Tonto.
You remember, Kimasabi.
Do exactly as I've told you, and I'll be sure of what I'm doing.
Me do it.
I'll leave now to meet Rosa. It'll be dark by the time I get there.
That's right.
I'll see you later. Easy, big fella. Adios, Tonto.
Adios.
Come, Silver.
A short time later, just after sundown, the Lone Ranger reined up at the appointed place.
Those are pretty easy, big folks.
Oh, so you have to keep your word, senor. I'm sorry.
Of course. Was there any reason why I shouldn't have met you, senora?
But no, senor. It is only that I'm so anxious about my Carlos. I know you can help him so much.
Your husband really needs help. I'll do all I can. Well, shall we get started for your place now?
Si, senor. Very si. It will not take us very long to get there. Hembley!
After darkness fell, the men at the farmhouse set the stage for what they hoped would be the final showdown with the Lone Ranger.
Well, we better get ready. They should be coming along soon.
Peter, I'm beginning to feel a little shaky about this. Suppose something goes wrong.
Going soft on us, eh, Shorty? Now, come on, get moving. Nothing is going to go wrong. We got everything planned out exact. Carlos,
huh?
Put that chair over there like I told you, with its back to the bedroom door.
Si, senor. Is that the way you want it?
Yeah. And you sit here when they come in and make sure Rosa sits over there out of the way. And that'll give me the chance I want.
I suppose he don't want to sit down, Pete.
Then he can take a bullet standing up. If he let Rosa talk him into coming out here, he won't be suspicious. And just in case anything goes wrong, have your gun ready too, Shorty. Between the two of us, he won't have a chance.
I don't like this. I'll go along with you.
That's right, you will. Now, Carlos, you sit down here.
Si, senor.
Come on, Shorty. We're going to the other room and be ready. This is one trap that Lone Ranger won't get out of.
A short time later, Rosa and the Lone Ranger reined up in front of the farmhouse.
Oh, Carlos will be waiting. There is a light in the front room.
Of course.
Come inside, senor.
Gracias.
Carlos, I have brought him. Here is the Lone Ranger.
It is most good of you to come, senor.
I don't mention it. Your wife told me you were in trouble.
Oh, that is true, senor. If you will sit down there, I will tell you the story.
All right. Now, what is it you have to tell, Carlos?
There is a notorious outlaw, senor. One you would know about. He has got in touch with me.
Your wife told me something of the story. I suppose the outlaw you referred to is trying to make you return to the outlaw gang. Is that it?
Rosa got us doing twisted, Mr. Sit still. Don't make one move. I got my gun pointed right at your back.
I see. Then the woman's story was a trick to get me here.
See, that is right, my friend. Senor Petey has have old score to settle with you.
Pete. Arizona Pete. I thought that voice behind me was familiar.
So, you remember my voice, huh? Well, this is the last time you'll get to hear it, mister. I'm going to plug you right now.
No, you won't do it.
Hey, Pete, he's got a gun.
He got two guns. One pointed at each of your back.
He's the Indian.
Caramba. I thought you said he came alone.
Good work, Tonto. I have these two covered.
He must have come in the window behind us.
Right. I didn't quite fall for Rosa's fake story.
I'll hang anyway if I'm caught like this. I'm going to plug you first, mister.
Right. Boom! Go! Oh. I'll get you in
it. As Shorty jumped Tonto and the two struggled, the Lone Ranger started forward to help. As he momentarily turned toward the door of the back room and away from Rosa, she drew a gun from her shirtwaist and quickly moved behind the Lone Ranger.
No, Senor Lone Ranger. Do not try to help. I have a gun at your back.
Good for you, Rosa. I will take his gun.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh. As Carlos stepped in front of him, the Lone Ranger suddenly moved down and to the side, knocking the gun from Rosa's hand and kicking backwards.
I'll settle you, Carlos.
Oh, me
thinks you.
I'll help you with him, Carlos.
No, wait. Wait, I give up. There's my gun.
Well, looks like we got here a little too late for the workout.
Sheriff, we have done nothing. This mess man is trying to hold us up.
That woman me tell you about, Sheriff.
That's right, Sheriff. When she told me she didn't want to ride out here with me until dark, because somebody might know she came to see me, I knew she was lying. Since she had already told the men around the hotel she was hunting me.
She did that so she would hear about it and get in touch with him.
That's right. Then this afternoon I had Tonto watch in town. He saw her talking to this man here, this Carlos. Then he rode away from town. That's when Tonto told you you'd better ride out here tonight.
What were they up to, Sheriff? Why'd they want the masked man out here anyway?
There's your answer. Lying in that doorway.
What's that? Shit. Right. Hey, wait. This is Arizona Pete, the killer outlaw.
What?
Yes, and that one is his partner. Tonto followed the woman and me out here and came in through a window in the back room. He found Pete and that outlaw aiming their guns through the doorway at me.
Now look, it was all Pete's plan. He wanted to get even with the Lone Ranger for putting him behind bars.
Oh, it is my head that hurts so much.
Rosa, his people, who
are... Carlos, it is the sheriff and his men.
No.
That Pete, he has brought us plenty of trouble, no?
Yes, is the answer. Both you and Carlos were in the plan to trap me. And you were harboring a hunted killer.
That's right.
We'll take them all into town to jail.
I don't know. I'll go on, Sheriff. I guess you and your men can handle things now.
Adios.
Adios. All right, come on, Arizona Pete.
Get on your feet. That ornery redskin hit me with his gun butt. Hadn't been for him, I'd have got that Lone Ranger once and for all.
You, Señor Pete. You are the big bad man who has talked so much and then let an Indian strike you down. You and your trap for the Lone Ranger. Bah!
Funny thing. Lots of people figure on getting back at that masked man for one thing or another. But I'm here to tell you, an hombre will have to go a long, long way to put anything over on that Lone Ranger. Yes, sir. Well, bring them all, men. Let's get going.
Are you still there?
Product of the Lone Ranger Incorporated, created and produced by George W. Trendle, directed by Fred Flowerday, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.